As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air, and be a part of it, won't you? Welcome to our Wednesday, July the 14th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast, call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are also always welcome. You may also log on, bookmark becomevocallocal.com or simply vocallocal.org and engage in our chat room discussion there. Don't have much posted on that website yet. Going to do that one of these days. I keep telling myself, going to do that. You can also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's BVL, like Become Vocal Local Host, at centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. Again, a big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, and AM 1710, Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you all for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number again remains 866-841-1065. All of the contact information can be found at the Become Vocal Local webpage, oraclebroadcasting.com, the origination, what do they call it? This is the mothership of this network. You can find all of our show archives stored conveniently there for your convenience. Anyway, precious metals trade sideways, retail sales drop, no confidence in the con game, time to fire Congress, all that in the news this morning. John Stuart Mill, of course, representative of government. We'll probably go there again as well. We'll take your calls much, much more. Let's go to that market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, an hour ago. Gold was trading off $3.20 at $1,208.10 an ounce. Silver off 9 pennies, trades at $18.16 an ounce. Platinum off $3, trading at $1,522 an ounce, and palladium up off $2 at $462 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market so far this morning, that would be the bullion market, the gold spot market, $1,205.40 for a low, $1,215.80 for a high, and $11.40 spread there. But at $1,208.10, your gold is up year to year, $283.30 for a 30.62% return on your investment in Arum, that beautiful precious metal. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,212.25. We're trading a little bit below that right now. The SPDR gold shares this morning shows they're holding 1,314.82 metric tons in their treasure chest, valued on the street as it is at this spot price at $51.39 billion. Deep pockets there, deep pockets. Big hands, deep pockets, and they're always in my pocket. How come? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, July the 14th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Yes, again, my name is William Roberts. Lots of news always each and every day. And if you want to find our contact information for some of those of you that are out there on the AM and FM affiliate networks, you missed the first segment as you're away for news and weather reports, and I get emails from time to time saying, hey, where's that contact information? Well, it's really easy to find now. You can just simply go to becomevocallocal.com, becomevocallocal.com, put that in your browser, bookmark it, and all of my contact information is right there, right out in the open for you to see it. If you want to have my address, you can even have my address. Send me letters if you like. I always appreciate getting them. The only thing I don't post is my telephone because I don't like telephones and I don't like having telephone calls. So, anywho, without that and all of this, we wouldn't know where to go. Let's go to this. Back into our market report for this morning, Wednesday, July the 14th. I have to say that my mind is in a thousand places this morning. I've been all over the internet trying to run down something, and I have not found the answer to it, and I don't like it when I can't find the answer to things. I do not like that. Anyway, if I can find the answer, I'll certainly have an interesting broadcast to share with you. Continuing back to our market report, after trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, gold is trading off $3.20 at $1,208.10. Silver off 9 cents, trades at $18.16 an ounce. Platinum off $3 at $1,522 an ounce, and palladium off two at $462 an ounce. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 147 at 10,363. The NASDAQ up 44 at 2,242. The S&P 500 closed up 17 at 1,095. The crude oil this morning off 34 cents at $76.81 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered in Oklahoma, as they are. U.S. dollar index this morning up 2 basis points, 83.53, a very low U.S. dollar index, a very low USDX, so keep your eyes on that. And that also will impact the foreign exchange rates, where we see the Canadian loonie this morning off 43 basis points, trades at 97 cents U.S. The Mexican peso exchanges at 8 cents U.S. It's down 54 basis points, or 0.54%. For those of you that are new, you don't understand what we're talking about. We say basis points. It's 0.54% is 54 basis points. The euro off 20 basis points, trades at $1.27 U.S. These are the foreign exchange rates. If you're confused, you don't understand what the foreign exchange rates are, access my show archives. Go all the way back about a year ago, and I did a 1 or 2 hour presentation on all of this so that your understandings would be as clear as a crystal ball. Anyway, the Swiss franc this morning down 28 basis points, trades out or exchanges against the U.S. at 95 cents. The bond market this morning, the two-year bonds, that would be the U.S. Treasuries, bonded indebtedness, the two-year Treasuries are yielding 0.62%, which is a pittance. The 10-year is at 3.07. And if you want to buy U.S. Treasuries on the 30-year plan, they'll yield 4.07%. The mortgage market this morning, a 15-year fixed mortgage, for all of those out there trying to find a mortgage or having to get one, maybe a refi or something like that, I always recommend seeking first a 15-year fixed-rate mortgage. And the 15-year mortgage this morning, moving down from 4.26% to 4.13%, it would be your best purchase. The 30-year moves down from 4.83% a month ago to 4.63%. So if you're in the housing market, you're looking for mortgages, there you go. Of course, if you're any one of the 70% majority of America that sees the United States in real big woes, then you'll love this article. This off Bloomberg this morning, Mike Dorning and Catherine Dodge writing for Bloomberg. Actually, this was yesterday afternoon's news. More than 7 out of 10 Americans say the economy is mired in recession, and the country is conflicted over how to, what is this, conflicted? And the country is conflicted over how to balance concerns over joblessness and the federal budget deficit. I don't know about you, but I would never express it that way. I'm mad as hell, and I ain't going to put up with any more of this crap. More than 7 out of 10 Americans say the economy is mired in recession. Well, I guess we've had an impact, but I guess it doesn't really take internet news radio to let people know just how bad the situation is. They find out about it every time they go to the grocery or any place. They know that they're getting to the end of their checking account balances far earlier than the end of the month. And then it says, just like the experts, Americans are torn about whether the federal government should focus on curbing spending or creating jobs. What do you mean, just like the experts? Just like the experts. Experts say. But just like the experts, Americans are torn about whether the federal government should focus on curbing spending or creating jobs. The polls conducted July the 9th through the 12th, 7 out of 10 Americans say reducing unemployment is the top priority. Of course, you can't reduce unemployment without creating jobs, and you're not going to create jobs as long as the giant sucking sound continues to suck all of our wealth into the southern hemisphere and into Asia. Anywho, at the same time, the public is skeptical of the usurper's administration stimulus program and wary of more spending, with more than half saying the deficit is dangerously out of control. I guess people have, I don't know what they give out as far as news is concerned on the nightly news, and I don't have a television set, never have had one of those confusing boxes, programming devices, but apparently the word's getting out. This concern over spending extends to aid for the jobless, with the unemployment at a near record high of, they say, 9.5%. We know that's not an erroneous number. At a near record high of 9.5% in June, the public is closely split on whether another extension of jobless benefits, which is stalled in Congress, is worth the $34 billion cost. I mean, how long are you going to continue to give away free money to people that don't have jobs? I don't know. Is it worth the $34 billion cost? You tell me. 866-841-1065. Should we just open up the magic checkbook and print all the money that we need? Continuing from the article here off Bloomberg, they're just running out of patients, quote unquote, says J. Ann Seltzer, president of the Seltzer & Company, a Des Moines, Iowa-based company that conducted the survey. Quote, the number they're seeing change is the deficit. It's rising at what seems like an astronomical rate. Of course, that number, where are they seeing that number, you know, that deficit change at an astronomical rate? Well, that just lets you know that they're up on the Internet and they're watching the debt clock. It's rising at what seems like an astronomical rate. Doesn't seem like it, honey. It is an astronomical rate. The number that seems intractable is the unemployment rate. All right, intractable. Well, maybe untrackable, the way that they've got it voodooed into place. You've got to have a Ouija board to figure out any of this information from the Usurper's administration. They expect, the Usurper's administration expects, a record budget deficit this year of more than $1.5 trillion, or 10.6% of the gross domestic product, according to projections the White House released in February. The U.S. deficit is a greater percentage of the gross domestic product than any other major industrialized nation except the United Kingdom, also a socialist state. And the United Kingdom is where we get all of our instructions. Should it be a surprise? All right, we'll be back in just a couple of moments. Stay tuned.
Now cPanel.com brings you emergency gear you can use today. The new $99 Sunflower can become your everyday solar hot water heater. Place in a sunny spot, connect to your garden hose, and let the sun help you save hundreds on your utility bills. If the power goes out, you'll have safe hot water for showers and cleaning. And if a flood, earthquake, or hurricane leaves you without clean water, you'll have 18 gallons of fresh emergency drinking water, which won't drain back to empty city water lines. In hot weather, the Sunflower will even sterilize contaminated water. Perfect for camping, emergencies, swimming pools, beach houses, and hunting cabins, because the Sunflower weighs only 4 pounds and folds into its own included travel bag. Setup takes seconds, and the Sunflower fills and regulates automatically. It's the least expensive automatic solar hot water heater and can pay for itself in months. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A, panel.com. Enter Oracle into the coupon box to receive a free 8-in-1 stainless steel card knife with your order. Sunflower, the $99 solar hot water heater.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known, with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So this rather lengthy article, you can find it up on Bloomberg in regards to this poll that was recently put out. Looking at American people, I guess, just on a cross-section, who knows what list they were following, whether this is a voter's registration list or just how they, you know, selected the pool, if you will. But it doesn't bode well if most of the American people feel this way. We're definitely going to hell in a handbasket. But once again, the only deficit reduction measure that gets strong report in the poll is higher taxes on upper-income Americans. And that's just the way it's always been. You know, the populace want that, and everybody wants that. Just go ahead and bash the hell out of the very people that, you know, create the jobs in the first place. Let's bash all of the people that actually have any semblance of prosperity in their lives. You know, like I said, even though those are usually the people that have the factories and that have jobs that they offer to other people. Bleak mood. 4 months ahead of the midterm congressional elections, the poll's results show a challenging climate for the Democrats. Right? It's going to be a rather interesting election in 2010. The public mood is bleak, with 63% saying they believe the country's on the wrong track, the most negative reading of the usurper's presidency. 63% say they believe that the country is on the wrong track. I'd have to say, then there's a train coming. After a year of economic growth, 71% say the economy is still in recession. I'd have to say that's absolutely accurate. Another 13% say the economy is faltering and will dip back into recession. So whether it's into recession or out of recession or headed for a double dip recession, everybody just about has, I guess, consensus that we're in a recession, depression, hyperinflation, or whatever. It's all coming. Only one in six say they believe they are personally better off than they were 18 months ago. One in six. I haven't met that person yet, but I'll keep asking. Maybe I'll find someone. I might. It could happen. It's really possible. There may be one in six that actually believe they're personally better off than they were a year and a half ago when the usurper took office. They're more apt to see the economy today as deteriorating rather than improving. Hunkering down. All right. Everybody get your camouflage tarps. Let's go out in the garage. Cover ourselves up along with our storage food and our thousands of rounds of ammunition and semi-automatic rifles. Well, let's just all hunker down. I think most of the people in this country are hunkering down. And that's what they say on this, too. More than half of those polled say they are responding to the economic climate by hunkering down. That's the idea, folks. Don't buy. Don't comply and ask why, to borrow the meme from Karen Quinn Testato. Fewer than a quarter say they are getting back to normal, and only 16% are seeing opportunity and taking risks. Taking risks? I don't think so. The public's posture is more pessimistic than the view of global investors polled a month earlier. Well, they create the wealth out of nothing, global investors. Anyway, that would be Tony Hayward, I guess, in a poll of Bloomberg customers. Interesting. What is a Bloomberg customer? People that what? Buy the magazine? Subscribe to something here? I don't know. What does Bloomberg sell other than having a website? Banner advertisements, Google click points and things like that. I don't know. What does Bloomberg sell? I think they sell a magazine, right? Maybe it's an online magazine. You have to sign up for this, but I just pirated every single day. In a poll of Bloomberg customers conducted June the 2nd and the 3rd, more than twice as many respondents, 35%, said they're seeing opportunities and taking risks. Seeing opportunities and taking risks. It's global crime syndicate. A city of speech, a city of crime. the noble lie, all those things that we learn from Leo Strauss, right? The divergence in the outlooks of the general population and investors fits the way each group is experiencing the economic cycle. The public confronts an unemployment rate hovering near a 26-year high, home values and retirement portfolio balances that remain below pre-recession levels, and the debt crisis in Europe that threatens the global recovery. The public's perception is gloomier than some recent economic data. People don't have the spin. They don't have the happy face stuck on their little mugs every morning by Benjamin Shalom Bernanke and Timothy Geithner and Lloyd Blankfein and all the rest of the cretins that need to spend some time in a cell somewhere or dangling at the end of a rope in public view. The public's perception is gloomier than some recent economic data. The U.S. economy has been growing for a year. First quarter corporate profits were up more than 33%, and that's really part of the problem. These corporate profits up more than 33% while everyone else is taking it in the shorts. From a year earlier, in research published in 1980 by the Federal Reserve Chairman Benjamin Shalom, I love Israel, Bernanke, points to the possibility of, quote-unquote, an investment boom. An investment boom. What are you investing in? Freeze-dried potatoes? Following resolution of uncertainties such as the jitters provoked by the crisis in Europe, got the jitters? How about that Jimmy leg? How's it doing for you this morning? In addition, investors have benefited from a rise of more than 36% in the Standard & Osa Very Poor 500 stock index since the usurper took office, even after the recent turmoil in the markets. Investors have benefited from a rise of more than 36%. I thought we were nearing all-time lows at the Standard & Poor 500 index. Well, I guess my intel is not up to speed. Tax cuts. The public gives the usurper's administration little credit for its tax cuts. Which tax cuts? $24.70 a pound on rolling tobacco? A new tax on tobacco? That's a tax cut? I don't think so. Obamacare? I don't think so. Tax cut? Where? The public gives the usurper's administration little credit for its tax cuts, which, according to the Washington-based Tax Policy Center, lowered federal income taxes for 93% of filers. Yeah, those chumps that still file them, maybe they're getting a break. The rest of us are getting it in the shorts again. Asked to compare their federal income taxes to what they paid during Jorge Bush's presidency, only 7% say they're lower, 20% say their taxes are higher, 65% say they're about the same. All a Ponzi scheme. Swear out that little information paper on yourself and then pay the piper. Is that what you do? The Bloomberg National Poll is based on interviews with 1,004 U.S. adults ages 18 or older. Percentages based on the full sample may have a maximum margin of error plus or minus 3.1 percentage points. Americans' anxiety over the economy are reflected in the top issues they see facing the country. Unemployment and jobs, cited by 41%. The federal deficit, cited by 26%, dwarfed other concerns. Few Democrats share the concern over the deficit, with just 7% choosing it as the top issues. And Democrats, unfortunately, have been stuck on stupid for a long, long time. Unfortunately, last in a list of five versus 44% of the Republicans and 31% of the independents. But, of course, that's just more propaganda. I don't know if you get any of these polls from the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, these opinion polls. They ask you to rate all of this stuff, but of course they shape the whole discussion. They shape the dialogue. They give you 21 questions to answer, but none of those 21 questions would have been the questions you would have liked to have asked had you ever had the opportunity to spend a little one-on-one, face-to-face, mano-a-mano time with your elected representative, right? Am I the only one? Work needed? People need to have work to keep their living going. Well, says poll respondent Jane Phillips. Maybe she's a become vocal local listener. Maybe she listens to Oracle Broadcasting. An 80-year-old retired school teacher from Springfield, Ohio, who listed unemployment as the most important issue. I guess she knows what's going down. It downgrades our people, she wrote, if they don't have anything to do. It downgrades our people if they don't have anything to do. We'll be talking about that as we go into a little better study of John Stuart Mill. Anyway, we'll pick it up right there with your calls and much more after these words from our sponsors. 866-841-1065.
Are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local as I'm trying to jump back and forth, get all this other stuff taken care of. Yes, your calls are certainly welcome this morning, 866-841-1065. If you'd like to jump in and discuss this poll or anything else that might be on your mind, there's just a whole bunch of nonsensical news. We're going to got about 10 more pages of this poll. I think I'm going to let it go. You can find it up on the Bloomberg website this morning. They talk about the stimulus package, tax options, young voters. Let's see. So it's so much more. All of that there. Let's go over here because I want to get to this. It's related. It has to do with Wall Street. Same sort of a deal. Wall Street fix seen as ineffectual by 4 out of 5 in the U.S. Seems like the pollsters are at work as we move into the election season. We've got another election coming up here in less than 30 days in southwest Missouri. It'll be a primary type of an election. And we're going to weed out the separate the wheat from the chaff in all of the state or the U.S. Senator or the U.S. Congress positions and so on and so forth, local elections as well. I'll be on that ballot, and we'll see how I do as well. Americans harbor doubts that a financial regulation bill about to be passed by Congress will do what President, well, I don't call him that, what the usurper says it will. All right, I'm going to say it again. Americans harbor doubts that a financial regulation bill about to be passed by Congress will do what the usurper says it will. Well, when is he known for telling the truth? It'll help avoid another crisis and make their finances safer. Do you feel like your finances are safer this morning? You feel like anything that the usurper has done anything other than to add more crisis? After all, Rahm Emanuel, Nancy Pelosi, Hillary Clinton, all, you know, they all champion the same idea. Never let a good crisis go to waste, right? Almost 4 out of 5 Americans surveyed in a Bloomberg National poll this month, this must be another one, say they have little or no confidence that the measure being championed by the congressional Democrats will prevent or significantly soften a future crisis. More than 3/4 say they don't have much or any confidence the proposal will make their savings and financial assets more secure. A plurality, that would be 47%, say the bill will do more to protect the financial industry than consumers. 38% say consumers would benefit more. So most of the people have it pegged correctly. Quote, banks and the governments are making out, not the ordinary person, close quote, said Lenore Kritzer, a 70-year-old retiree and poll participant who lives in Nelson, Ohio. We're going to have another crisis and worse. I don't know if you've ever participated in any of these conference calls and whatnot that the various elected officials are doing as a way of appeasing the people in lieu of having town hall meetings. You know, they don't want to do town hall meetings anymore. That's just too frightening. But anyway, they do these conference calls. I don't know who their call screeners are, but it seems that most of the people who hang on for the conference call are 65 years of age plus. I guess it has a little bit of something to do with the fact that they always start the conference call around 4 o'clock in the afternoon. But I'm always amazed at how many of the people that actually call in with a question to the Congress critters respond with a question to the Congress critters. They're asking about Medicare Part A and Part B. They're worried about their Social Security. They're worried about all of their benefits. They're worried about this contract with America, or we should say contract on America. All of the social interests that benefit them, and they're not really too interested in anything outside of the U.S. Never a question about the American foreign policy. Never a question about Israel. While skeptical about the bill's benefits, Americans don't want a return to the days before the financial markets suffered their biggest turmoil since the Great Depression. These are talking points. These are things that are going to be going forward into the future with us. The biggest turmoil since the Great Depression. You might as well just commission somebody to chisel that in marble someplace for you. Put it out in the lawn so you never forget it. Certainly your children will remember this. It'll be in the textbooks next year. A plurality of respondents say they have become more supportive in recent months of tougher regulations. By a 3-to-1 margin, Americans have grown more favorable to stronger regulation rather than less. Even Republicans have become more inclined to a stricter oversight. Continuing the article here, a farce. What happened was a farce, says Victor Bruno, a 58-year-old surgeon in Westfield, New Jersey. Quote, these guys were just gambling with our money. Something needs to be done. Something needs to be done. See, it's never by you. It's never by me. It's always someone else has to do. Somebody needs to do something. Government, save us. Government, save us. But you know it never works that way. It never works that way. Americans are about evenly divided on the question of government regulation in general. Yeah, I would say so. Get off my back. Let me pass, please. 35% of those polled see the need for more oversight, while a third prefer less. 30% say the current situation is adequate. Where are these people living? Where are these people living? A bunch of Milton Friedman follow-alongs. Anyway, in some other national polls before the crisis, a plurality favored less government regulation. Yeah, that's what we've all been saying. But unfortunately, that's exactly the meme that was floated by Milton Friedman. We found out about that just the other day. A plurality of respondents age 55 and older, 39%, still favor a smaller government role. Younger Americans don't agree, with only 1/4 of those under 35% in favor of less regulation. You know, it takes a while to develop a little bit of wisdom, and they haven't quite got it yet. but they'll get it eventually. Skepticism about the financial bill, which may be approved this week, cuts across political party lines. 7 in 10 Democrats have little or no confidence the proposals will avert or significantly lessen the impact of another financial catastrophe. 68% doubt it will make their savings more secure. Well, that's the way that is. Here's another one. Jumping around a little bit on the browser this morning. Goldman, this is new news. Michael Tsang, writing for Bloomberg, July the 14th. Goldman, that would be Goldman Sachs Group, by the way. Goldman can show SEC clients get the best returns on its IPOs. Well, I would imagine, given the propensity for Goldman Sachs to respond with billions of pages of documents anytime they're queried, that Goldman could show just about anything. They could probably show that they're the best friends of Babar and Celeste if they had to. But here's the article. Goldman Sachs Group, Inc. Yes, that's right. Sachs. That's what I said. Well, if you want to call him Sachs or the bag man, you can call him that. But when I read that word, it looks like Goldman Sachs to me. Goldman Sachs, accused by the United States government of defrauding its investors, is generating better returns for companies and buyers of initial public offerings than any other Wall Street firm. How do you like that? Talk about it. They're going to walk. They're going to get off scot-free. American companies that used New York-based Goldman Sachs as the lead underwriter for initial sales got the highest prices for their shares in the first half of 2010. Who cares? Who really cares? Who gives a flying Lewendo? We're not talking about their day-to-day affairs. What we're talking about is defrauding the people of this country and many other countries, including the little pigs and South American countries as well, and throwing the whole economic system into, you know, a tizzy. These guys ought to be stripped of any penny and dime that they have individually, corporately, and personally, and just go for it. Put all of that money back out. Well, I don't even know what you would do with that money. I certainly wouldn't want to see the government get it, because that would be just handing it back to the same place it came from, right? Anyway, buyers were rewarded with an average first day advance of 9.6%, the biggest this year. The U.S. IPO, that's the initial public offering, I believe, the initial public offering. That's when somebody like, well, we'll get to it. You'll hear it in the article. The U.S. IPO market is proving why Goldman Sachs, the most profitable security firms in Wall Street's history, is still the bank of choice for companies looking to raise capital and buyers seeking the biggest returns. Finance professors at the University of Chicago, that's a real impartial decision, and the University of Notre Dame said, I wonder what kind of a response they would get from Podunk University. Offerings led by Credit Suisse Group AG and J.P. Morgan Chase & Company were discounted the most and produced the smallest gains, Bloomberg data showed. The investor and the issuer and the investor carry about opposite things. The investment bank is in the middle, said Steve Kaplan, professor of finance at University of Chicago's Booth School of Business. There's conflict. And Goldman appears to have done very well. Conflict, crisis. Always have to have crisis, right? Oh, my goodness. I hate to even have to report this stuff. Goldman Sachs won the largest share of the $580 million in fees from initial offerings in the first half of the year, even after the Securities and Exchange Commission sued the firm in April for allegedly selling mortgage-related securities that were designed to fail. The bank has called the SEC's lawsuit completely unfounded. All right? So companies just keep coming back into this thing. And this guy, Tesla Motors, he's in this thing too. You know, well, I guess that's the idea. If you're going to, you know, do business with the mob, you want to go to the mob boss. You don't want to go to the local don, you want to go to the mob boss, right? And so when they want to go to the mob, they go to Goldman.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at EndlessFraudDetection.com today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Well, I'm just going to have to let that Goldman Sachs article go. I can't deal with them anymore this morning. Sales, this is another piece of news. I just love this stuff. Shabhana Chandra writing for Bloomberg, July the 14th. I guess she can write an article by herself. One of the few that seem to be able to do that anymore now that we've moved into the collaborative writing process in journalism. I guess you got to always have to have your CIA guy in there helping to proofread the article. But this morning, Shabhana had the opportunity to write an article for Bloomberg without any assistance. She writes this: sales at U.S. retailers fell for a second month in June. Well, we could have guessed that. But anyway, sales at U.S. retailers fell in June. You know that that's the truth, folks. What did you buy last month? What did you buy the month before it? A couple of items, maybe a new towel, a tea towel or something? A cup to replace the broken cup in the kitchen, something maybe like that? And imagine you went out and bought what? New refrigerators? I don't think so. Sales at U.S. retailers fell in June for a second month. Are you doing with the same shorts that you wore last summer? Maybe you've got a new summer outfit. Do you? Maybe you had to buy a new summer outfit because you now weigh 50 more pounds than you did last year. Or maybe you've lost 50 pounds over the winter. Sales at U.S. retailers fell in June for a second month, indicating the pace of economic recovery moderated heading into the second half of 2010. Purchases decreased more than projected, now get this number, 0.5%. Less than 1%? Purchases decreased a more than projected 0.5% following a 1.1% May drop. I don't think those numbers are accurate. Commerce Department figures showed today, well, there's the source of the error. Excluding auto dealers, demand fell. That's demand. See, demand is everything. If you can't understand anything else from this broadcast, understand that demand drives the whole system. Right? Sustainable Development, Agenda 21, the international global cartels all depend upon demand. They've got to generate demand. They have to get your interest level so high in all of their products that you'll rush out like some kind of an ignoramus and buy their crap. If they fail in that mission, they fail altogether. Demand is everything. It drives the economy. Excluding auto dealers, demand fell 0.1%. Matching maybe 0.1%. Maybe no one had any interest the month prior, and it got even worse by not much the next month. Matching the median forecast of economists surveyed by Bloomberg News. Now, I imagine there are people. I would imagine that there are people, you know, who are just going about their daily business. They're on, you know, some kind of government money, and their government money just doesn't ever seem to run out. It's like a well, you know, just an unlimited quantity of money, and they just have this money. It comes in a little envelope every month. They don't have to work for it. It just comes, and then they just turn around, and they go out and spend it, I guess. Maybe that's the way some people are able to live. I would imagine that's the case. I've heard numbers as much as 8 out of 10 people derive all or portions of their income directly from government sources. Target Corporation and Gap Incorporated were among retailers whose sales trailed in the forecast. Signaling a lack of jobs and a loss of wealth or restraining spending, the biggest part of the economy. But how does that figure out with a 0.5% decrease? You'd think it'd be bigger than that. I mean, people, you know, they got their unemployment check and it's in their hand, and they're having to weigh in the balance. Shall we buy groceries or shall we pay our bills? Are they thinking about going to Target or to the Gap? I don't think so. The financial turmoil caused by the European debt crisis and cooling inflation led the Federal Reserve last month to renew a pledge to hold interest rates near zero. Interest rates have been at 0.25% since I've been on air, just about, I think. It hasn't changed a bit. This morning, the prime rate is at 3.25%. The financial turmoil, again caused by the European debt crisis and cooling inflation, led the Federal Reserve last month to renew a pledge to hold interest rates near zero. It lets you know that we're in this global economic order. Global economic order. Corporate governance. Globally. The consumer soft patch. Soft patch? That's some new doll or something? The consumer soft patch is not as pronounced as we thought a month or two ago. Are these guys writing for BP or Bloomberg? Said Chris Rupke, the chief financial economist at the Bank of Tokyo Mitsubishi UFJ Limited in New York. Quote, consumers are still a bit concerned. A lot of the angst is because stocks went into negative territory. I don't know about you, but I don't have any stocks. I don't even have a cow anymore, not even a chicken. Prices of goods imported into the U.S. fell in June by the most since January of 2009. Imports. Led by declines in the cost of oil, business equipment, and consumer goods. A report from the Labor Department also showed today. The 1.3% drop in the import price index was more than projected. These guys can't get it right. They can't get it right even so much as like 4 out of 10 times. Every week it's unexpected, unexpectedly, unexpectedly. Economists report unexpectedly. The experts say unexpected declines. Numbers came in lower than expected. Well, futures climbed. Stock index futures held earlier gains after the reports. The contract on the Standard & Poor, blah, blah, blah. I don't think any of you are in the futures market, are you? I'm not. Not in the equities market either. Retail sales were projected to fall 0.3% after a 1.2% drop previously reported for May. According to the median estimates for 75 economists, forecasts range from a decline of 0.8% to a 0.5% gain. Retail sales were projected to fall 0.3% after a 1.2% drop previously reported for May. In other words, they're anticipating that it's not going to fall as far, or perhaps not as fast. 6 of the major 13 major retail categories showed decreased demand last month. 6, that's half. But apparently it wasn't very much. led by a 2.3% fall in auto dealers. You bought a car lately? Bought a new car at all lately? Vehicles sold at an 11.1 million annual pace in June. See, there's 300 million people in America. 11.1 million people bought another Hupmobile. I would imagine, they don't tell us how many of those were new cars. I wonder how many of those came off the back line. The fewest in 4 months, industry data showed. General Motors and Ford Motor Company, the two largest U.S. automakers, reported lower than projected demand. There's that word again. Furniture, building materials, sporting goods, grocery stores are among the other areas seeing a pullback in purchases. Now they're coming a little closer to home. I didn't buy any furniture this year. I didn't buy any furniture last year, did you? Building materials? You got to be kidding. Why would I buy any building materials? Every time you make an improvement on your property, the assessor's office figures it out by looking at the Google Street View maps, and then they jack up your property taxes. It'd be better to paint the inside of your house than to build anything outdoors. Sporting goods? Oh, yeah, well, America loves their balls. They got a love affair with their balls. And grocery stores? Now, that's about the only place I go. Grocery store, tobacco shop, gas station, and home. Grocery store, tobacco shop, gas station, post office, and home. All right? Well, maybe you're not like me. Maybe you have more money. Maybe you're an affluent America. Cheaper gasoline? I haven't seen it anywhere, but maybe you have. Filling station sales fell 2%. Today's report showed. Yeah, I'll tell you what. I used to always fill up my tank. It was just kind of like a knee-jerk thing. I always rode around on the top half of my tank. Not anymore. Not anymore. I don't drive that truck any further than I have to. Can't afford the stuff. Diesel fuel running $2.69 a gallon. The reason why you bought a diesel engine was because it was more economical and diesel fuel was far cheaper than gasoline. Not anymore. Not anymore in America. The data aren't adjusted for inflation, so a drop in prices may have trimmed receipts. The average cost of a gallon of the fuel at the pump was $2.73 last month. That would have been fighting words 10 years ago when it was about a buck and a quarter, down 11 cents from May, according to figures from the AAA, the nation's biggest motoring organization. Excluding autos, gasoline, and building materials, which are the figures used to calculate gross domestic product, there's your GDP, autos, gasoline, and building materials. Underline that when you hear about GDP, which are the figures used to calculate gross domestic product, sales rose 0.2% after a 0.2% decrease the prior month. But up, down, flat, it's zero. Went up 0.2%, came down 0.2%. It's exactly flat. No change. No change. It's going to be no change. Going to be no change in America. Europe's debt crisis poses a risk to U.S. recovery, as sliding share prices hurt household wealth and shake consumer and business confidence. I don't know about you. I don't have any shares, but my household wealth is certainly hurting. We'll be right back.
Now cPanel.com brings you emergency gear you can use today. The new $99 Sunflower can become your everyday solar hot water heater. Place in a sunny spot, connect to your garden hose, and let the sun help you save hundreds on your utility bills. If the power goes out, you'll have safe hot water for showers and cleaning. And if a flood, earthquake, or hurricane leaves you without clean water, you'll have 18 gallons of fresh emergency drinking water, which won't drain back to empty city water lines. In hot weather, the Sunflower will even sterilize contaminated water. Perfect for camping, emergencies, swimming pools, beach houses, and hunting cabins, because the Sunflower weighs only 4 pounds and folds into its own included travel bag. Setup takes seconds, and the Sunflower fills and regulates automatically. It's the least expensive automatic solar hot water heater and can pay for itself in months. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A, panel.com. Enter Oracle into the coupon box to receive a free 8-in-1 stainless steel card knife with your order. Sunflower, the $99 solar hot water heater.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known, with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health.
Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, hump day, I guess you could say. I can tell you who's getting humped. July the 14th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, in the first hour. Bunch of dismal financial news. Yeah, it just goes from bad to worse. Some mornings I like to find something perky and cheerful to lay out for the audience, but, you know, it takes a little bit more of a Ouija board than I've got. Anyway, covered financial news in the first hour. I'm going to cover a little bit more, and then we're going to go on to John Stuart Mill in the second. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, as I love to say here, you're definitely not alone, but you're in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. It's about time, folks. It's about time. We're running right straight up on this 2010 election cycle. I hope you have pledged your support to one of the best candidates in your area, perhaps. You know, it's time to give that old revolving door one more spin, this time perhaps with a little bit more vigor than we have in the past. Kick some of these batards out. It's time to fire Congress. That's what it's time to do. And I would say that we need to look a little bit closer to home, too. A little bit closer to home, too. We've got a lot of these go-along, get-along Johnnies that just seem to accept this idea of public buy-in. And they keep putting their hands out for unearned grants and aid. Every time they do that, the shackles of control come on. And they don't seem to grasp that down at City Hall, you know. They don't seem to grasp that. Don't like that message. Don't like this idea that we really ought not follow along with Milton Friedman and John Maynard Keynes, that those failed economic models have got to go bye-bye before we lose it all. And we're losing it, and we're losing it rapidly. But anyway, if you'd like to, for all of those of you that are just joining us, AM 1710 Liberty Radio, Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota, join us in our second hour. And for all of those of you out there that would like to, we have a website up, becomevocallocal.com. We've got a chat room there. You can jump in and join the other chatters in the room this morning. Interesting conversations going on there. You can also, to interact with the broadcast, pick up the telephone call throughout the broadcast. The area code is 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. Again, that's 512-904-8014 if you're in the Austin, Texas area or have unlimited long-distance access on your home phone. You can also call in at 866-841-1065, toll-free. We'll pick up the dime. Love to talk with you this morning. Continuing back to this article, we're taking a look at some of the things that are coming out in regards to a decline in consumer confidence and so on and so forth. Let's finish it up. Less supportive financial conditions were cited by Fed officials on June the 23rd when they reaffirmed forecasts for a moderate pace of growth and kept interest rates unchanged. You know, so many people say that until they allow the interest rates to climb up again, you know, people just aren't going to be involved in the marketplace. Why loan money if there's no interest rate return? You know, you'd rather keep your money, as they say, hunkered down. You want to bunker up at a time like this, and people are doing it. While an industry-wide measure of sales at stores open, that's key, critical, and underline it right there. An industry-wide measure of sales at stores open. Not that many stores are still open. Sales at 30 chains. Sales at 30 chains. It's probably the last 30 chain stores that are still in existence in America. But sales at 30 chains rose 3.1% after a 2.7% gain in May. Of course, the benchmark interest rate is, what is it, 3.5%? That's flat. That's flat. They'd have done more, they would have done themselves better if they just loaned their money out and closed the doors of their businesses. Analysts estimated a 3.5% increase. We got to have a 3.25% benchmark interest rate right now. Anyway, particularly soft. This is for our Minneapolis, Minnesota Argus. Oh, well, we'll pick that up right after these words from our sponsor. Stay tuned.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we're back for the final time announcing the Wednesday, July the 14th, 2010, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. You come in and out with all of our various affiliate stations, picking up the broadcast, catching their top-of-the-hour news and weather breaks, etc. Back on the Internet here, certainly you can get a hold of me by going to becomevocallocal.com. That's the website that was recently created for us by Doug Owen, the Master Blaster at OracleBroadcasting.com. You can certainly go to OracleBroadcasting.com to get our show archives and much more there as well. Our call-in number throughout the broadcast is 866-841-1065 if you'd like to weigh in on any of the things we're talking about here. This back to the article, finishing out the news. Well, I'm not going to finish out the news quite yet on this one, but this will finish out the economic news, particularly soft. This Bloomberg article continues. Minneapolis-based Target, the second largest U.S. discount retailer, reported a gain that included strong demand for food and clothing, and particularly soft for purchases of electronics and music. So people are looking at the things that they need, the things that you need in a recession. Those prices go up. The things that you don't need in a recession, all those things that you might want, those prices go down, and they usually stay on the shelf. People opt for the things that they need when times are lean. Teen clothing chain American Eagle Outfitters, Inc. Of course, they call it American Eagle Outfitters, but you know that all that clothing is not American. It's all Chinese. They're just butchering the eagle. They're hunting for the eagle, the American Eagle Outfitters. And then when they find the eagle, they butcher it. Anyway, posted a drop from a year earlier compared with forecasts for an increase and said weak sales necessitated deeper promotions. Deeper promotions. Is that Soma or what? Edward Bernays School. Now they're doing mind control on the television. We need to get deeper and deeper as we become more and more relaxed. Your body is feeling heavier and heavier as your breath slows down. Same store sales were unchanged at the Gap. The San Francisco-based owner of Gap, Banana Republic, that's what we've become, and the Old Navy store. We used to go to the Old Navy store. Actually, it was just the Navy, Army-Navy store. We buy old Army and Navy clothing. That was back in the 60s. Used to wear swabby jeans everywhere I went. Button-up fly, remember those folks? Swabby, they were bell-bottoms with button-up flies, retired from the U.S. Navy. June was a difficult month with lighter traffic. You buy those, by the way, in bales. 25 pairs of pants in a bale. Army-Navy store. That's why we bought those swabby jeans. That's why we wore bell-bottoms. It wasn't a fad. It was cheap. Then it became a fad. Anyway, June was a difficult month with lighter traffic than we anticipated, Gap's chief financial officer, Sabrina Simmons, said in a July 8th statement. Department stores fared far better last month as price cuts and record-high temperatures on the East Coast pushed more shoppers into air-conditioned malls. Interesting, isn't it? All right, people leave their house, they go to the mall. They get pushed into the mall. They were pushed. It's like getting on board a Japanese train. They have packers. They really do. They have packers. The doors opened on the train, and professionals with white gloves jump out, and they pack people into the train. That's an austerity provision that the Japanese have used to maximize the capacity, the carrying capacity of their trains. They just pack the people in as tightly as they can. All right. Has nothing to do with the Holocaust, by the way. Nordstrom's Incorporated, JCPenney Inc., and Macy's Inc. topped analysts' average estimates. Economists trimmed projections for consumer spending this year to an average of 2.4% from a 2.5% a month ago, according to this month's Bloomberg survey. And it goes on. That's not much further. But I wanted to share a little bit of this just simply because I found it and I wanted to share it with you. Iran claims that the U.S. Navy could do nothing on its high-speed attack boats. Now, this article is written almost in crypto English. It's been translated, probably electronically, from a foreign language. This is off of a website called Global Military, Global Military News and Report. What I had done is, because we just hadn't been getting any information out of the Near and Middle East, the Persian Gulf, I just did a variety of browses as regards to the aircraft carrier battle groups going into the Persian Gulf, and this is just one of many articles that came up, but it's one of the ones that is most recent, and here it is. Iran claims that the U.S. Navy could do nothing on its high-speed attack boats. Now remember, it's written very poorly. It may have been written well in the original tongue. It's been translated electronically, I believe. Recently, the U.S. Navy's Truman Aircraft Carrier Battle Groups arrived off the coast of Iran, the Arab Sea, and Eisenhower Aircraft Carrier Battle Groups converging, and a period of 6 months, the implementation of the sea deployment of mission. As I said, it's written very poorly, probably electronically translated. Continuing, this will obviously increase the military deterrent to Iran's intentions. Iran warned that tit for tat, quote, according to their will to exert influence over the Strait of Hormuz, close quote, tit for tat. All right. Continuing, Israel, Haaretz, U.S. military siege on Iran has been completed, it says. U.S. Navy official website of a photo show Truman, and Eisenhower was two aircraft carrier battle group. Like I said, it's not exactly stellar writing. Recently appeared together in a certain area of the Middle East. London-based Arabic newspaper Arab al-Quds reported on July 6th a Navy source, quote, Truman aircraft carrier battle groups deployed in the Iranian port city of Hong Kong. It doesn't make sense. And across the Arab Bahair Hittite waters, while Bahair Hittite Hong Kong is the largest Iranian Revolutionary Guard naval base. I guess they got a place called Hong Kong in Iran. Isn't that novel? Away from the Truman aircraft carrier strike group near the Western Sea, there, Eisenhower aircraft carrier battle group, in addition, three carrying 4,000 Marines of the amphibious landing ship, are the Gulf of Aden in the vicinity of the Mandalay Channel standby. They must be on standby there. Standby. The paper said the new sanctions against Iran at the United Nations resolution, the United States significantly increased its military pressure on Iran and is prepared, according to the spirit of Security Council resolution, on the Iranian boats sailing the high seas to intercept the check. He said, it's difficult to understand, but just listen to the stuff that's coming in this article. Israel Haaretz reported on the 6th, the U.S. has completed the military siege on Iran. Has completed the military siege on Iran. Does that make sense to you, my friends? Continuing. In the south, two U.S. aircraft carrier strike group and the amphibious forces combat readiness. Middle East and Western Asia and the Western countries, there are a number of U.S. naval and air bases, such as Turkey's Ankara and Izmir Air Base, Bahrain, Saudi Arabia, the UAE Air Base Slaughter, Fraser, in Iraq. There are 92,000 U.S. troops still stationed. It just keeps getting deeper and deeper. In addition, the Israeli military has confirmed that a permanent deployment in the Persian Gulf submarine, Israeli Navy, codename O, captain of the submarine officer, told Haaretz interview that the Israel imported from Germany three submarines have access over the Persian Gulf and now has decided to deploy a submarine in the area permanently. This is the kind of stuff you can get off the internet if you dig. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, at website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
So there are so very many issues that are out there that are underreported. As I go through the Bloomberg News every morning, I can't help but have this haunting feeling that we're only getting a little glimpse here. But certainly Bloomberg looks at the global international economic disorder, you know, very carefully. They present what they want you to know. It's kind of like, as Hal Anthony says, public notice. Public notice. You can't say that you didn't know. They told you. They told you that they were going to screw you, then they did it. Okay? That's the way it goes. So anyway, back to this article, found a rather interesting article. There's others out there, but this is off, again, global-military.com, global-military.com. I don't know whether it's a credible site or not, but it has a very interesting article here, and as I said, it's apparently been electronically translated into English because the writing is just absolutely abysmal. But we'll just take it the way it's coming because it's rather revealing. Again, submarines carrying cruise missiles, and this would be these three Israeli submarines that they purchased from Germany. Submarines carrying cruise missiles of a range of 1,500 kilometers in Iran to fight against any target, the captain said. This is O Captain, the code name O Captain. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad searched the Iranian people will regret the vessel. Interesting, huh? Search the Iranian people will regret the vessel. Around the United States increased its military deployment in Iran. Iran is not the slightest fear, quote. Washington Post on the 6th said the Iranian Revolutionary Guard leaders and commanders recently been warned that if the United States and its allies, according to the implementation of UN resolution on Iran, ship, boarding, and inspection, will worsen regional tensions. I suppose what they're saying here is that the Iranians are not going to suffer the same fate that the Gaza humanitarian vessel said. They're not going to suffer the inspection and boarding. It will worsen regional tensions. Quote, any person who adhere to a search Iran votes will regret, close quote. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad warned on June the 28th. Any person who adhere to a search Iran boat will regret. Here's continuing another quote. Revolutionary Guard naval ships to search for Iran to make appropriate and adequate response, close quote. Iranian Revolutionary Guard's naval commander Ali Method of Dimensions stressed that, quote, the Persian Gulf, close quote, is the world's most sensitive area. Anytime we could all be, capital W, we will exert on the impact of the Straits of Hormuz. And very difficult to read. Just listen along. Get the general thread. Beginning in 2007, Iran has strategic waters of this piece of control from the hands of regular Navy turned over to the Revolutionary Guard Navy. The Revolutionary Guard Navy, this is also specialized in the U.S. Navy in 1988, with the lesson of heavy fighting in the Persian Gulf. So they came in 1988, apparently, to our war college, no doubt, and learned heavy fighting in the Persian Gulf from the Americans, and now they're prepared, the Revolutionary Guard Navy, to use that training against any comers against Iran. Quote, we have come to the conclusion of this battle is if the U.S. Navy launched a sudden attack, might be able to bear our regular Navy, but their high-speed boats on the Revolutionary Guards could do nothing. In other words, they're confident that they have this high-speed boat technology to the point where they're not concerned about the regular Navy. They're not worried about a U.S. Navy aircraft carrier battle group. Ali is now the Revolutionary Guard Imam Hussein University Professor of Strategy. Right. Quote, in conventional war, often the more powerful party wins, period, capital B. But our troops are now doing a deal with preparations for the Persian Gulf conflict. The U.S. Navy's tactics in front of our very fragile, period, close quote. For the geographical features of the Strait of Hormuz, blah, blah, blah. Iran will use the, quote unquote, swarm tactics. They will use a quote-unquote swarm tactics like bees, okay? That's like a Muhammad Ali, right? Dances like a butterfly, stings like a bee. Quote, Washington Post, close quote, said Ali claims of tactics is that the Revolutionary Guard Navy, the Strait of Hormuz for geographic features, using high-speed boats to attack the swarm tactics. Swarm tactics mean super light mobility sea power, has a strong anti-fire, concentrated fire from several directions to strike the enemy quickly and then quickly leave the battlefield. Iran has developed a massive swarm tactics and decentralized swarm tactics. The former is the use of large-scale formation, which allows the light on 100 different crafts from the naval base and from all directions concentrating targets. Interesting, huh? 100 different crafts. Little guys. Seems to me there have been more than one sea battles won by the swarm tactics, even in the in our Revolutionary War, in the War of 1812. They used that tactic against the British. Iran, again, the latter refers to blah, blah, blah. In addition, concern is that Iran is against nuclear facilities. Isn't that curious? But that's, you know, just poor translation. Israel launched its preemptive attack also in Syria last year to deploy an advanced radar system. U.S., the Wall Street Journal reported on June the 30th, this addition would increase Iran's radar system on Israel's strategic early warning capability, the sharing of information, and helps enhance the Lebanese Hezbollah guerrillas on Israel's fight against accuracy. Curious verbiage. Meanwhile, Iran has also increased the intensity of Hezbollah guerrillas, provided that can fight against Tel Aviv, and the higher accuracy of the M600 missiles and 40,000 rockets. Analysts believe that Iran want to use this as the increasing Hezbollah guerrilla activities, decentralized international community, particularly Israel's concern about Iran's nuclear efforts. The end of the article. Rather interesting article. Thought I would share that with you. Hope you got something out of it. Rather interesting indeed, in my opinion. Sometimes we just don't get the news when we go to Bloomberg. Well, with all of that, let's go back to John Stuart Mill and push our knowledge of representative government ahead just a little bit further. When all this stuff goes down, as they say, there's going to be big trouble. There's already big trouble, but there's going to be, I think, unfortunately, even bigger trouble. And it's going to leave us fragmented. It might be a leaderless revolution, indeed. But it would be to our advantage, in my researched opinion, to get very busy locally. And as I've been saying for well over 2 years now on the radio, 5 days a week, every single day of the week, without cessation, the idea of forming local voting precinct groups, I believe, is exceedingly sound. Exceedingly sound. Not so much as a political tactic, although it will work very well for that as well, too. But the idea of having found people of like mind somewhere within a quarter of a mile of your house and coming together on a regular basis to exchange ideas, I think it would be exceedingly sound. And styled as a local voting precinct group, it would be a pretty good place to meet and share information. I would certainly like to have more of that going on around me. I'd feel much more comfortable about the time that we live in. But, back to John Stuart Mill, the step which they have to take, and their only path to improvement, is to be raised from a government of will to one of law. We spoke about that yesterday. It's always this idea of my will versus thy will. Why do we have law? Why do we have government? Largely, it's to secure the blessings of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, if you've ever read the Declaration of Independence. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The home of cutting edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Now cPanel.com brings you emergency gear you can use today. The new $99 Sunflower can become your everyday solar hot water heater. Place in a sunny spot, connect to your garden hose, and let the sun help you save hundreds on your utility bills. If the power goes out, you'll have safe hot water for showers and cleaning. And if a flood, earthquake, or hurricane leaves you without clean water, you'll have 18 gallons of fresh emergency drinking water, which won't drain back to empty city water lines. In hot weather, the Sunflower will even sterilize contaminated water. Perfect for camping, emergencies, swimming pools, beach houses, and hunting cabins, because the Sunflower weighs only 4 pounds and folds into its own included travel bag. Setup takes seconds, and the Sunflower fills and regulates automatically. It's the least expensive automatic solar hot water heater and can pay for itself in months. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A, panel.com. Enter Oracle into the coupon box to receive a free 8-in-1 stainless steel card knife with your order. Sunflower, the $99 solar hot water heater.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
All right, so we've come back once again to our study of John Stuart Mill, and we're looking at government, representative systems of government, as being absolutely essential, one of the very best forms, the very best modes of government ever devised. And it's a natural, but it's also an exceedingly difficult concept. It's huge. It has so many ramifications that it almost defies logic. And it's testing John Stuart Mill in this treatise that he's written on representative government to bring out all of the pros and cons and debate the issues. Very lengthy discussion going on here. They, again, the idea of the difference between a government of will and a government of law. When we have a government of will, that could be understood as legal positivism. That's what we're dealing with all across America today. It's a revelation I had back in 2004 where it goes like this. There's an all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law. That in the rise of statism, the state has arrogated unto itself all of the natural law, returned as codified, statutory, regulated, privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable. An all-out war. There's going to be a victor. There's going to be a vanquished. And in modern warfare journalism, you always put the aggressor first. So there's an all-out war between, and it's there is. In other words, it's not going to maybe happening. It is happening, and it is happening. There is, and there's only one of them. It's global. There is an all-out. That, you know, there's going to be a victor. There's going to be a vanquished. Somebody's going to win. An all-out war. Raging. I mean, you can just see it. Raging. Between legal positivism. What is legal positivism? Well, simply stated, and it's a huge study, but simply stated, we could say, we can advance, that whatever the prince says has the force of law. Whatever the prince says has the force of law. It's legal, may not be lawful, but whatever he says has the force of law, the force and effect of law. This is the will of the prince. So again, he says, the step which they have to take and their only path to improvement is to be raised from a government of will to one of law. If we allow the government of will, if we allow legal positivism to trump and triumph, then we lose the natural law. Of course, that makes it very difficult for us in the United States because our country was founded on the premise that, let's see, here it is. All right, let me give it again. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth, the separate and the equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them, are the laws of nature. There's an all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law, the laws of nature, nature's God. Right? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created, key word, they're not evolved, but created, equal, and they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights or unalienable rights. Right? You take away the natural law, you take away the laws of nature and nature's God, and you can throw that Declaration of Independence out the window. But without the Declaration of Independence, we have no unalienable rights. Rights, rights. You Americans are going to know very soon what it's like to have no rights any longer. So be careful. Choices have consequences, you know. Careful how you choose. Choose wisely. Continuing from the text here, again, I'll just reiterate the same sentence for the third or fourth time. The step which they have to take and their only path to improvement is to be raised from a government of will to one of law. You think of the government of will as the state of nature, the Thomas Hobbes Leviathan, all men at war against all men, state of nature, everyone living willfully. Willfully, doing whatever it is they want to do individually and to hell with the consequences, as opposed to one in harmony with one another in law or order. Order. Order out of chaos, but law and order, almost synonyms. Continuing, they have to be taught self-government. They have to be taught self-government. And so we talk about self-government here, hoping that we will be able to advance from a state of will to one of law. Okay? They have to be taught self-government, and this, in its initial stage, means the capacity to act on general instructions. One needn't have to go over it and over it and over it for 24 consecutive months. The importance of forming your local voting precinct groups to be in position locally to maximize the 2010 election. Of course, if you don't do it, then we'll be having to do this for another 2 years and to warn and warn and warn about the prudence of being prepared for the 2012, then the 2014, then the 2016, and so on. But unfortunately, we're fresh out of time. Been trying this ever since the 1960s, and people just don't seem to pay attention. Anyway, they have to be taught self-government, and this, in its initial stage, means the capacity to act on general instructions. What they require is not a government of force, but one of guidance. 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 And today, throughout the sustainable development mercenary community, they're always talking about best principles and guidance. All right? But what is guidance? Well, it's like the system, it's the program that you put into a missile. A missile really never knows when it's, if my understanding is correct, and I'm certainly not a ballistics technologist, but a guided missile really never knows when it's on course. It just recognizes when it's off course, and then it adjusts. What they require is not a government of force. Who would want one? But one of guidance. So it's a choice. Once again, choices have consequences. We need to choose wisely. Being, however, in too low a state to yield to the guidance of any but those to whom they look upon as possessors of force, the sort of government fittest for them is one which possesses the force but seldom uses it. So an ignorant and unlearned people, unwilling to be educated out of their ignorance and coming into their own self-government, are going to be ruled by a government of force, and the best in that case would be one that has all the force that it needs but seldom uses it. And so from time to time they roll out the sound cannons and the microwave devices at the G8s and the G20s just to let you know that they still have the upper hand. Maybe they'll do some kind of a military display and they'll fly over with all of the fighter jets and impress you as to how powerful our military is. Maybe they'll fly over your neighborhood with black helicopters or drive up and down your street in Humvees. They don't want to use that force. They want to show you that they possess the force, but they seldom use it because they know you'll go crazy if they do. A paternal despotism or aristocracy resembling the Saint Simonian form of socialism. Now, we've talked about Saint Simon in the past, but here, John Stuart Mill, a disciple actually of Saint Simon and an associate of Auguste Comte, the French philosophers, remembering the Saint Simonian form of socialism, this idea seldom uses it, a parental despotism or aristocracy. So we go all the way back to the founding of this country, and now we've made a tie with George Washington and Yorktown when we use Saint Simon. Claude Henri Duroy, Saint Simon. If any of you haven't studied Saint Simon and the Saint Simonians, do check it out. But Claude Henri Duveroy Saint Simon, who dropped all of his royal titles and liked to be known as Bonhomme, Saint Simon. Saint Simon was the last man that was awarded or presented with the Order of Cincinnatus for his service in the Revolutionary War. And he is well known to John Stuart Mill. Maintaining a general superintendence over the operation of society so as to keep before each the sense of a present force sufficient to compel his obedience to the rules laid down. Right? A general superintendence over all the operations of society so as to keep before each the sense of a present force sufficient to compel his obedience to the rules laid down, but which, owing to the impossibility of descending to regulate all the minutiae of industry and life, necessarily leaves and induces individuals to do much of themselves. So it's a very careful balancing act when you get involved with government outside of the smallest of communities, your commune, your kibbutz. Collectivist mentality, the new feudalism, you're on the lord and the manor. You step out away from that manor, and you start to develop a ton, a T-O-N-N-E, or town. And then you have to start developing a government with more and more finesse. Very complex, the bigger the population. You get into something like Chicago or Detroit or Manhattan, you know, New York City, and things get exceedingly complex. Gets very complex. This, which may be termed the government of leading hyphen strings. A government of leading strings, gently guiding. It's like puppeteers, ventriloquists, and puppeteers. We'll be right back.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we've returned for the last and shortest segment really of today's broadcast. Certainly, if you'd like to get on the line, you can do that, 866-841-1065. Also find our chat room at becomevocallocal.com. Reading from John Stuart Mill's treatise on representative government, trying to come to some understanding of just what form of government was it that our founders gave us that we, in our ignorance, have lost. Maybe we need to have it back again. I think we do. But this, Mill writes, which may be termed the government of leading strings, seems to be the one required to carry such a people the most rapidly through the next necessary step in social progress. You're moving from an ignorant, unlearned people who just really are almost slaves or slavish or natural brute beasts, a deliberately dumbed down populace. They need to be led by this idea, this government of leading strings. Such appears to have been the idea of the government of the Incas of Peru. And such was that of the Jesuits of Paraguay. Remember that? The reductions, the perfection of early communism by the Jesuits in Paraguay, the reductions. Might Google that up and see what it finds. I need scarcely remark that leading strings are only admissible as a means of gradually training the people to walk alone. Gradually training the people to walk alone. Got all the people that are out there sucking up on the Uncle Suck's big teats, and they are completely incapable of being self-reliant. They have no clue. It's been, they've lost it completely. They have no clue of how to be self-reliant. They've lost it completely. So gradually training the people, once again, to walk alone so that they no longer need the Mazda, the Yasboss. Yas, boss, I'll be at the Jawball boss at 8, at sunup, ya boss. They don't need the Mazda anymore. They're capable of walking alone. It's something we've lost here in my lifetime. It would be out of place to carry the illustration further, to attempt to investigate what kind of government is suited to every known state of society would be to compose a treatise not on representative government, but on political science at large. Nice to know, isn't it? Political science, part of the vernacular in the 1850s. They were studying science. Of course, everybody in the post-Comtean world was into this. Actually, it's really almost the post-Revolutionary War period were into this. Everyone was looking at it. This was the idea of taking the natural sciences that Auguste Comte saw in his positive philosophy and his positive polity that followed, and then ultimately his universal religion for humanity, but this idea of creating this queen of sciences, the science that would trump all sciences. He coined the term, he called his science sociology. The super social scientists are at work today. They have planned your life from cradle to grave. Everyone talks about William Friedrich Hegel and the Hegelian dialectic. They even know something about it, understand a little bit about thesis, antithesis, and synthesis, but few have ever studied the master blaster, Auguste Comte's sociology, the queen of sciences, the GIS, GPS, global governance system, regionalism taken to the extreme. A world where the captains of finance and industry run the world through their appointed dictator or dictators. Oh, yeah, with their central banks in various regions scattered around the world. This is the world that Auguste Comte visioned in his system of positivism, and this is the system we live in. To determine the form of government most suited to any particular people, we must be able, among the defects and shortcomings which belong to that people, to distinguish those that are the immediate impediment to progress. To distinguish those that are the immediate impediment to progress, what's Mill teaching here? Is that as we become goal setters, as we look into, we carefully research the past, and we look into the future, and we're visualizing in our minds, I guess, a world where we have greater and greater freedom and less tyranny and despotic control, and we find ourselves in the present always falling forward into that future. As we set goals, you know, the globalists set goals. We don't, unfortunately. We don't even so much as plan a vacation. As we set goals to move forward into that time period, perhaps, you know, we could have our own vision 2020 plan. We could begin to write our own vision of the future. But as we move forward into that new time period, we need to recognize that goal setting uses as a basic fundamental principle the identification of roadblocks and obstacles. Damn. Let's try that again. The identification of roadblocks and obstacles, if Skype will hold together for the last moment of the broadcast. And if you can correctly identify the roadblocks and obstacles that lie between where you are today and where you need to be in the future, sometimes the very near future, you can expedite in your goal setting, in your time management, to overcome the roadblocks and obstacles first. And that's basically what he's talking about here. To distinguish those which are immediate impediments to progress. To discover what it is which, as it were, stops the way. What's in our way? Well, one of the things that is in our way is electronic voting devices. Here in the state of Missouri, they've never been challenged constitutionally, and they ought to be. Our Constitution provides only for paper ballots and voting machines. A voting machine is not the same as an electronic voting device. Completely different things. But again, it's the same. I have the same difficulty expressing that argument as talking about arms, the right to keep and bear arms. Everybody thinks of it as a gun, a handgun, or a rifle. And that's not even the beginning of the discussion. The best government for them is the one which tends to give them that for want of which they cannot advance, or advance only in a lame and lopsided manner. This is a rather interesting way of saying something that I've had in my mind for years, and that is that if you wanted to know what government ought to do, it does those things that the individuals, that the people, cannot do or will not do for themselves, and none other. Things that an individual cannot do or will not do, and none other. And we have to really look very carefully at the things that an individual would not do. An individual would not engage in a war with Iran. And so we certainly don't need to have our government engaging in a war with Iran if it is something that the individual would not do and cannot do. So we have to be wise as serpents, again, harmless as doves, always. As we move through the process, we keep having all manner of very interesting things happening over here. Okay, you can't see what's going on, but I can. Continuing, a people of savages should be taught obedience, but not in such a manner as to convert them into a people of slaves. A people of savages ought to be taught obedience, but not in such a manner as to convert them into slaves. Not everybody on the planet was created equal, even though our founders said so. Not everybody on the planet was created equal, and not everybody on the planet is equally developed. When we talk about the developing countries and the developed nations and so on and so forth, not everybody has the same capacity. Not everyone has the same interests, needs, or wants. Even climate changes the things that you might want. People typically who live close to the equator live a much more simple life. They're not so caught up in all the hubbub as people who live closer and closer to the North Pole. People that live in the far north are very active people because they have a short summer and they need to prepare for a very cold and long winter. Whole different concept. Creates a whole different kind of people. The people that live near the equator need little for food or housing. They need very little for clothing or housing. People up north need very good clothing and very, very good housing and good heating and things like that. So there's no one size fits all for government. And so an idea for the United States might not be appropriate for Paraguay, Uruguay, Panama, or elsewhere. It works here. Constitutions are created by the people. They'll be governed by them. And no other way than that. Folks, we're all out of time for today, kind of all over the board, but I'll be back again tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the blahs?
Blah, blah, blah!
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.